A Massachusetts commission recently released its annual recommendations for 19 state agencies aimed at supporting LGBTQ young people. The Commission on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, and Questioning Youth is recommending increased data collection and staff training across the offices of Education, Labor, Public Safety, and Health and Human Services. Hannah Hussey is the commission's Director of Policy and Research.
We also look at policy change to really lay the groundwork for equitable services. We've seen this be really successful, for instance, in the education realm, as well as within juvenile justice. And so thinking really, are there inclusive non-discrimination policies in place that address the needs of LGBTQ young people?
Created in 1992, focusing on gay and lesbian youth, the commission has expanded its mission and bills itself as the only entity of its kind in the nation.
Lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are still 7 times more likely to have a suicide attempt that has resulted in an injury. They're 10 times more likely than heterosexual youth to have tried heroin once in their lives. So in some instances, we actually have really great data, but I think in many other instances, you know, there isn't any sort of systematic tool in place to collect that information. And oftentimes, staff who are actually working with youth feel hesitant about asking sexual orientation or gender identity information, or they're not sure how to do it.
Among the recommendations are comprehensive sexual education in public schools and training for staff on how to identify what the commission calls hate crimes toward LGBTQ youth. Hussey says the commission is encouraging agencies to designate time and resources toward looking at how homelessness may be impacting the individuals they serve, including those who identify as part of the LGBTQ community.
National data suggests that about 40% of homeless youth are LGBTQ. That's a huge number. And so I think, you know, our recommendations are really about saying that homeless youth who are also LGBTQ are often kind of doubly marginalized. And in order to effectively serve them, we need to think about what housing options look like. It's really hard to solve other problems in your life if you don't have a safe place to sleep every night.
The 2013 Massachusetts Youth Risk Behavior Survey found that nearly 8% of students identified as lesbian, gay, or bisexual and/or reported same-sex sexual contact. Those students were twice as likely to report being bullied and 3 times as likely to report being threatened at school than their heterosexual peers. For these reasons and others, additional studies show LGBTQ youth are more likely to skip school or leave an educational institution due to harassment. Hussey says these are among the employment barriers LGBTQ young people face.
Did anyone give you training on, you know, how to manage your LGBTQ identity in the workplace? I know a lot of LGBTQ college students have a lot of stress about the fact that much of their campus leadership experience, you know, might have been it being president of the Gay Straight Alliance. Should they come out on their resume? Do they list that on their resume? You know, I think there's a real lack of people who are kind of teaching LGBTQ young people these skills, in addition to kind of broader socioeconomic factors that can make it challenging to get a job.
When she was elected in 2014, Massachusetts' Maura Healey became the nation's first openly gay attorney general. The Democrat joined commission leaders in announcing this year's recommendations and swore in new commission members during a ceremony at the State House. The commission is backing legislation that would put in place non-discrimination practices for transgender people in public spaces. Because it would allow people to use whatever bathroom corresponds to their gender identity, some call it the bathroom bill. Democratic State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield says she wants everyone to be safe and to be treated with basic rights.
I call it the lunch counter bill because no matter who you are, you should be able to be served in a restaurant. A trans woman, so that's someone who was born male but now identifies as female, who goes into a woman's room, there have been 0 incidences of safety issues, 0 incidences of assault or harassment, 0. There have been hundreds of incidences of a trans woman using the men's room, which is what people who oppose this bill feel that that person should have to use. And so it is absolutely a public safety matter.
The legislation is currently in committee. A link to the commission's report is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.